A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, the Women's Round Table. I'm Marvelous Nsanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., where today we have a special program where we're honoring the late veteran journalist Sandra Nyaira, who left us.
I'm President Siramaya. I'm also broadcasting from home in Maryland, Upper Marlboro. Today, as Marv said, on a sad note, we've lost one of our loved ones in the fraternity, in the journalistic fraternity, a female journalist whom we worked with here at VOA and back in Zimbabwe. She worked for several newspapers as well as VOA Studio 7.
Yes, and in a statement from VOA Studio 7, this is what VOA Studio 7 had to say about Sandra. VOA Studio 7 says Sandra was a valued member of the VOA Zimbabwe service, a team since 2003 when she joined as a stringer reporting from London. She joined the Washington team in 2009 and as a reporter and host, bringing a lot of star power to the service. During her time in Washington, she also hosted a special segment on women and health and was a member of the VOA Africa Health Network team.
She was also part of this program that we are hosting today. As she rose from the ranks to become an editor of the English Desk, Sandra left the Zimbabwe service in 2015 to work for the United Nations in Ethiopia.
And she was also the first recipient from Zimbabwe to receive the Courage in Journalism Award in 2002, sponsored by the Washington-based International Women's Media Foundation.
And before joining the Zimbabwe service, Sandra worked in Zimbabwe for community newspaper groups, Zimbabwe Inter-Africa News Agency, ZIANA, and the Daily News, where she became the first woman political desk editor.
Yes, PJ, and funeral arrangements, according to the family, are scheduled for this Saturday. So we are going to be hearing from some of her colleagues that actually worked with Sandra Nyaira at the United Nations, and also we'll take a chance also to hear from some people that knew her personally and what she brought into their lives. But for now, PJ, let's take a listen to what one of Sandra's colleagues, who was her former boss, had to say about Sandra. I spoke to him earlier on. This is a special tribute on the life and legacy of the late veteran journalist Sandra Nyaira. We're going to be hearing from her former boss, who is now a United Nations consultant, Dr. Jimmy Ochiti, talking about his experience and also the life and legacy of the late Nyaira.
First of all, it's so difficult to talk about Sandra as the late Sandra. It sends a chill down my spine because this is someone that I worked with very closely for at least 3 years. I did recruit Sandra to the United Nations from the VOA. I did mentor her when I was working for the United Nations and I was supervising her. And I did see her last time in a major United Nations conference in Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe in February of last year. And Sandra is always Sandra, that warm-hearted, smiling, professional person that you engage with. Even total strangers who meet Sandra for the first time would see that this is such a nice human being. So obviously, at a personal level, we all miss Sandra. Just are still processing the information, but it's so difficult to process the fact that she's not with us anymore. I got to know that Sandra was in hospital through a mutual friend who then kept me abreast of all the development all the time. I kept talking, asking about her because I was hoping that she would be.
But what role would you say Sandra played in the communications and journalistic field that she'll be remembered for?
Sandra is a real professional. I know that she had worked in journalism before she joined the United Nations, but even within the United Nations, she was so professional and always courteous and trying to do her best. She believed in excellence. She did not believe in mediocrity. Always trying to learn, always trying to improve herself. We did send her for a course to learn French for some time, and then she got back and she was polishing up her French. But she was a great hope. And when I last saw her, I told her that she had outlived the role that she was doing now, because I think she was ready for something of a higher level. So yes, Sandra's legacy will always be that she was one of the best staff members that we had in the United Nations, and we miss her tremendously.
And what would you think other upcoming journalists can learn from what you saw in Sandra?
One of the lessons I believe that young journalists or even communication officers should learn from Sandra's legacy is really professionalism. She put her work above everything, and she always wanted to achieve the best results. She never got tired of doing things over and over until she achieved that objective. She was really a professional par excellence, as they say in French. A highly, highly professional person. She was somebody who could reach out to colleagues and ensure that she pulled everybody along with her and not leave anybody behind. When you look at how she has been working, I think there's a lot to learn, especially among the younger generation. And I'm not so sure about their commitment these days in terms of journalism. But Sandra was a professional. And I think that is one thing that I would really want everybody to emulate. Apart from the fact that she's a very kind-hearted person, of course, that she is a beautiful soul. Right across the organization. And so, yeah, for young people, I think one of the things they need to emulate is focus on the positive and leave out the negative.
We were hearing there from Sandra, the former boss at the United Nations, Dr. Jimmy Ochiti, sharing some of the sentiments about Sandra Nyahira, PJ.
Yes, siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje lapho esixoxa khona ngendaba ezibathelane labesifazane. Namhlanje silo kudana okukhulu ngokulahlekelwa kwentatheli izindaba zesifazane ngokubhubha kuka Sandra Nyahira. Esasebenza sonke okwesikhathi eside khonapha e-America kanye laseZimbabwe. USandra, mina ngokwami ngafunda laye e-college. Ngavele sengikhulile, ngifunda labantwana abancane. USandra wayengumuntu lwana owayekhukhuzela elothando kakhulu ngomsebenzi wakhe ukuba yintatheli izindaba. USandra obhubhe ngolwesibili olwedluleyo. Njalo-ke ungcwatshwa bukhangelelwe ukungcwatshwa ngomgqibelo ngemva kokugula nje okwesikhatshana esingaside kangako. Yikho ke namhla kuhlelo lwethu siphatha imbali kaSandra ukuba waphila njani, wathola izicoco ezimbalwa zokuba yintatheli izindaba elodumo, njalo esebenza gadalala emsebenzini wakhe, wayelothando elesifiso elesibindi njalo emsebenzini wakhe. Wasebenzela amaphephandaba anjengaboZiyana, wasebenzela iDaily News, wathola isicoco khona lapha eMelika kunhlanganiso e-International Women of Journalists ekhona lapha elesigolo sayo eWashington DC. Wazobuya wasebenzela iVoice of America iZimbabwe Service esese yintatheli izindaba esebenzela eseLondon eUnited Kingdom. Wazokuza lapha esezosebenzela umsakazo weStudio 7. Wafika kwakuthathanga isikhathi eside ngoba ngumhleli wohlelo lwethu olwesingisi. Wayekhona njalo esisungula lona lolu hlelo, uhlelo asiyihluzweni bomama. Waba ngomunye laye owake waba waphatheka kulona lelo hlelo silusungula. Yikho ke namhlanje silokudana okukhulu ukuthi sikhuluma ngaye ukuba sedlule emhlabeni esesengumntwana omncane, esaqansa emsebenzini wakhe wokuba yintatheli izindaba elodumo, njalo elohlonzi. Khathesi ke ubesesebenzela esuka lapha Studio 7 wayasebenzela e-United Nations e-based kwele Ethiopia e-Addis Ababa. Ikoke sizakuzwa ke abanye bakhe asebenza labo khona ngale e-Addis Ababa, abanye asebenza labo e-Zimbabwe lasemhlabeni jikelele, lakhona lapha eMelika. Lubekezeleke ukuthi sizwe abanye abazasijoyina. Akade ngimelele omunye oseBotswana ukuthi uzangena. Sithemba uzabe lokhu ezama ukuthi angene ebulenjini.
Aiwa, kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa. Nhasi tine chirongwa chekurangarira mumwe wedu, mutori wenhau akatisiya, Sandra Nyaira, aimboshanda nesu ipo pano pa Studio 7. Achiita izvo zvirongwa sezvatirikuita izvi, aiita chirongwa chemadzimai uyezve achiitawo laptop sezvatirikuita izvozvi. Sandra Nyaira akawanikwa iye achitanga kushandira VOA service muna 2003 apo aishanda ari kuBritain. Achibva azombouya ikoko kuno kuAmerica uko akange ari kuita zvidzidzo zvepamusoro uyezve kwaakange akawanikwawo zvakare achiwana mubayiro. Muna 2009 akauya achizobatana nesu iko kuno kuVoice of America achishanda semumwe wedu wekutepfenyura nhau. Akawanikwa iye achishanda panyaya yenhau dzemadzimai kuAfrica Health Network uyezve chirongwa chemadzimai. Takazoona zvakare achiwanikwa iye achipiwa basa rekuti ave iye mukuru weEnglish Desk kana kuti editor wedu weEnglish. Akazowanikwa iye achibva kuVoice of America kuStudio 7 muna 2015 achienda iye kunoshandira kunzvimbo yeUnited Nations achishanda ari kuAddis Ababa. Pakushaya kwamuzvare Sandra Nyaira vashaya ivo vari kushandira United Nations iyoyi, asi vanga vari kunge vari kushandira zvavo vari kumba pamusoro pedenda iro reCovid vari kuZimbabwe uko vakawanikwa vachirwara vachizoshaya. Taona zvakare Sandra mugore ra2002 akawanikwa iye achiwana mukombe wekuti iye akange atora nhau dzinowanikwa idzo dzinotatyamadza. Akawanikwa achipiwa yainzi Women of Courage Award in Journalism nesangano rinonzi Women's Media Foundation riri muno muWashington DC. Tisaona zvakare kuti asati auya kuVoice of America, Sandra Nyaira aishandira iyo Community Newspaper Group Zimbabwe Inter-Africa News Agency Ziana. Akazowanikwa achienda kunoshandira kuDaily News bepa iri parakatsanga, uko akange ari mudzimai wekutanga kuti awanikwe iye achipiwa chigaro chekunzi political editor panguva iyoyo. Uye takazoona munguva yatevera akawanikwa iye achishungurudzwa pamusoro pezvimwe zvaainyora ari pabasa rake ari kuDaily News ikoko. Izvo zvakazoita kuti awane iye mubayiro watiri kutaura uyu wekuno kuAmerica. Asi iye Sandra achitaura paanga ari kusimuka achibva iko kuno kuWashington akuenda kunotora basa rake kuUnited Nations, akawanikwa iye achitaura pamusoro peaward iyoyi yaakange apiwa regaitinzwe mazwi muchakabvu Sandra zvaakataura musi uyo. Apo tanga tichikunzwa isu Sandra Nyaira achitaura iye pamusoro pemubayiro waakanga awana iye iko kuno ku, apo musi waakanga ari kutaura mazwi yake ekupedzisira kunesu vamwe vatori venhau veStudio 7 veVOA, apo takanga tiri kumuitira mabiko ekuti aende kubasa rake idzva rekuUnited Nations. Saka ndo mafambiro aiita Sandra kuti anga ari kutotaura iwa ipapo musi iwoyo kuti ehe, ndakapiwa award asi award yanga iri yevamwe vesewo vandakashanda navo, kunyangwe zvazvo zvinyorwa zvandakanyorwa zvanga zviine byline yangu. Akawanikwa achitenda zvakare vakange ashanda navo ipo pa VOA Studio 7 regai timbotora muyarikano wedu wekutanga ari pano anoziva iye muzvare Nyaira. Hatisati taenda zvedu kune vamwe, nhasi tine vanhu vakati wandei vatichange tichitaura navo. Hatino kuchingamidzai pano pachirongwa chedu.
Mazvita kwazuvai, madzimai kwazuvai, ruzhinji rweZimbabwe nematambudziko tarasikirwa naSandra Nyaira. Sandra anga ari musikana anga ane utungamiriri waiye murika waiyera waiita kuti utapukire kune munhu wese ainge akwanisa kusangana naye mumashandiro aiita basa rake. Zita rangu ndinonzi Salinyure, ndinobata ndiri kuWomen's Coalition of Zimbabwe. Mukukura kwangu mubasa randaiita nemasangano akazvimirira ari ega anorwira nekusimudzira kodzero dzemadzimai, takashanda naSandra takasiyana pakuti takakwanisa kunzwisisa kuti madzimai vari munyaya dzenhau dzemumapepanhau kana munhau dzemuzvivhitivhiti, nemadzimai vari mumasangano akazvimirira ari ega vanoshanda mumaruwa, vanoshanda mumabato, vanoshanda muhurumende, vanorwira kodzero dzemadzimai nekuedzaniswa kwemukana, akava iye aiva ne ushandi neushingi nekuti shingisa kuti tirambe tichiita basa ratiri kuita. Saka ndine mavara andichataura muchirungu andiri kurangarira nekupemberera upenyu hwavakoma Sandra Nyaira. So pekutanga she was consistent as a leader, so we celebrate her leadership even if we celebrate it in pain, because she is now in a format where we can't converse to who what we were used to. So she was consistent in her leadership. The Sandra you'd see today would be the same Sandra that you see even if you'd connect with her a year later. Even on the phone call anga asina wedhe kuti nhasi tiri kutaura zvakakwidza kana kuti nhasi zviri zvinenge zviri padhuze. So her consistency in leadership, in how she related with people and all of us, is what we continue to hold at heart and carry forward and pay forward to other people in all areas of our lives. Sandra also was a connector. Whoever she knew in her life, and any time you'd interact with her, and she would see that you need to be supported as a woman leader in any area of, in any aspect of your leadership, she would connect you, even in media, even with the VOA team, wherever you would find yourself in any part of Africa or worldwide, she would always be there to be your cheerleader, to connect you to other people who would give you the voice and the coverage that you'd require. She also had confidence-building expertise, because women shy away from media sometimes. They are not confident for things that you are passionate about to talk about it, but Sandra would make sure that she would make sure that she would cultivate that confidence in you. She would encourage you, she would nurture you, she would make sure that you are calm and ready to be who you want to be and to bloom in expressing and articulating your issue and your position in the media. Sandra also had conviction, you know, what she believed in and her passion for women and creating spaces for women to really be positioned for voice in the media space is what I also celebrate with other sisters from the civil society organizations. She also cared, you know, when Sandra would come for you, she would not just come for the story. She also cared for you. She also cared on what you believed in and what your reservations may have been. So that duty of care is also what we continue to encourage to other female journalists and celebrate that she lived a true testimony of care on duty, especially around the media. She was also calm, you know, our context in the munyika yedu yeZimbabwe, zvino tutuma nekusiyana kwakaita asi as she would do basa rake, she would be calm and she would make sure that there is consistency. She created space for women, she also has courage, and she also had her country at heart. And most of all, she was a cheerleader for other women. So we continue to say, Nematambiko, we continue to say, Sandra lives on, her legacy lives on, and she lives in all of us. So as we grieve, let's also hold on to who she was and pay it forward to all people in all areas of our lives. Rest in peace to Sandra. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Salinyule. Please stay with us. I'm just going to go back to PJ. I think our guest is ready. They're on the phone. So we're going to hear from PJ and carry on with our discussion. But we have a lot of women coming up, some of them. We'll be reaching out to them on the phone. Go ahead, PJ.
Yeah. Hi. Engila elapa ngu Mount Joy Chikura. Sasi songe Mascom class of 95. Mount Joy, siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu namhlanje.
Ngiyabonga. Hi, PJ.
Yebo, ma'am. Ungasichazisela ngamafitshane la ngenkathazo lezi Ezra Sandra.
Hey, Nkathazo Sibili. Usandra usitshiye ngesikhathi singakhangeleli ukuthi ingasitshiya. Like you said, ukhulumile ukuthi sase class ka Mascom 95. Usandra is always in outstanding, even in the class. Despite ukuthi wayengomunye of the youngest in terms of age, really, a class team. But she stood out. Ngizabe ngihlanganisa. A principled woman. Wayekwazi into ayifuna empilweni. And she went out for it. Ukube abuye ePort ukuzofunda ukuba yi-journalist, it was not by mistake for Sandra. It wasn't a pastime. Nxa ngikhangela i-newspaper ye-Mascom ebizwa ukuthi yi-Sharpener, she said Mascom is a stepping stone to greater heights. Those were her exact words. And for sure, Sandra soared great heights. I think once it can get umsebenzi wakhe impilo yakhe, you know, she was there. She was up. She was a cut above the rest. And Guzisu sees inhliziyo zethu zidabukile because thina as classmates and friends, we were looking for much more ukuthi uSandra uzayenza okukhulu considering ukuthi wayese at what level in her career. And probably for your reference sake, ngathi 2 months, 3 months ago, I read, you know, the attributes that were, or the tribute that was given to Sandra on Women in News. She was one of those courageous, investigative female journalists that Zimbabwe has ever had. I don't know what you mean, or you want to.
What is Vele Ukuluma Lai when what in Usandra? Why is it in? Lapha esefike khona kathesi wayengumuntu olesibindi esingakanani.
USandra wayengumuntu wayelesibindi ukuthi akula lapho angakwanisi ukuthi angene khona, akula muntu angakwanisi ukuthi akhulume laye. As long engumuntu wenyama ophilayo, uSandra was that courageous, ukuthi, I can sit down, this man, this woman, and we talk. And athole information, ayifunayo. This is how brave Sandra was. Njalo, uSandra, wayengumuntu olothando, wayethanda umuntu. Not ukuthi uvela ngaphi, ulani, uzamphani. Wayethanda umuntu njengomuntu. Wayengumuntu oles, you know, calm. Umuntu wayebekezela. Kaso ngesikhathi engiphile laye nokuba mazi, akula lange elilodwa engikhumbula uSandra esonda. She would not hold a grudge. USandra wayelibhuku elivuliweyo, which you could read while ulibala, and wakwanisa ukumbuza anything. Personal, private, writing. And always with a smile.
What is a pageme, Robert? What is a pageme, sephezulu? Wakhohlwa na labo aqalisa nabo?
Hayi. Kazange asikhohlwe thina. wayebuza uzibani ungathi uyenzani uzibani ungathi and uSandra wakwenza ukuthi abe kwazi ukuthi wonke umuntu weklasi yakhe unga owabhubhayo ngathi njani she was our focal point ngathi ke nguye wasibumbayo as class of 95 wasibumba wasivutha sonke despite ukuthi singa aphi and njalo no we will greatly miss it. Silahlekelwe sahlekelwe and ngume phakeme khona ngale uSandra remained down to earth. Umuntu ovela ebantwini. And enye into futhi ukuthi uSandra ilizwe leZimbabwe walithanda until a dying moment. Wayelithemba ukuthi Zimbabwe will come around. It will be a great nation again. Why
you came? Nathi nige kobomdeni wakwaSandra okwamanje.
Okwamanje. Kumuli yakonyayira. Bajits sikhala la. And kodwa siyabonga. Ubana lasiboleka, lasipha uSandra. Ukuthi asebenzele ilizwe leZimbabwe, asebenzele iAfrika, asebenzele the whole world. Siyabonga ngesipho esingaka. And uNkulunkulu aliduduze. Aliduduze. In this time, yokulahlekelwa okungaka. It's a great loss.
It is indeed. It is.
And Mr. Sifo Sam is what if we could have something with him kumbo Lusanza. Scholarship. She needs to be in the hallmark of journalism. Something needs to be done for the great sacrifice SIPYO Sandra. She remained a journalist through and through. And let's see this.
Yeah.
One amazing thing about Sandra, everybody is mourning her despite political affiliation. Bahamas. Bahamas. And, you know, I've never seen that. Sandra Gengubon.
Hi, bamba kona pa itengweni mkosika Mount Joy. Mount Joy is one of our class members. As I say, I was in the same class with Sandra, and Mount Joy is one of those class members.
Yes.
And she was saying we need to come up with even with a foundation or a scholarship in her name, of which I understand there are some other women's organizations that have come up with that thought as well.
That's correct. Yeah. I think we've seen that in some of the WhatsApp groups that we're in, people are coming up with suggestions as to how Sandra Nyaira can be honored, that, you know, they would like her name to live on, and we're going to be, you know, following on the progress to see, because as you heard, most people that are coming up are saying, like, it's a pity that she won't be able to mentor the young journalists, the upcoming folk that's coming up now.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Indeed.
Correct. Correct. Hey, Apo, thank you for joining us. We're going to be talking about the work of Vavachiziza and Mushare Sandra Nyaira. In the class, we're going to be talking about TJ in Shakari. But we're going to be talking about Polytechnic, but we are going to be talking about Shakari. kuno ku Voice of America. Asi parishino PJ tinenge tina emumwe munyarikani wedu vari panhare regaitings kuti vari kutsinzwa here Muzvare Wayne Musabayana. Hello Muzvare Wayne Musabayana. Ehe regaiti ione kuti tingati tinyatso kukunzwa here zvakanaka. Nekuti muri kunzwika muri pasi pasi. Ya taurai henyu makadi henyu.
Tinofara makadini, this is marvelous, navateerere venyu veku Voice of America.
Aiwa tinofara zvedu pano ndina PJ zvakare tasangana panguva ino yekuchema mumwe wedu Sandra Nyaira. Imi maishanda naye muri ikoko kuEthiopia. Tipeiwo nhoroondo yekuti makashanda sei kunyange imi ma muri kuAfrican Union iye ari kuUnited Nations.
Mazvisa nekundipa mukana uyu wekuti titaure tichipa umboo neshamari yedu yakatisiya Sandra Nyaira. Ndofunga Sandra ndingataura naye, ndingataura nezvake mune nzira dzakawanda wanda. Tikatanga kutarisa Sandra ari mushandi watingati professional pachirume. Sandra aive munhu uya wekuti aigonesesa basa rake and airiita nemazvo. Saka munhu wekuti pamusana pekushanda kwake kwakanaka neunyanzvi hwake mubasa rake akapiwa nyembe dzakati kuti dzekuratidza kuti ndinyanduri anoziva ndimazvikokota akazara. Saka akatanga ari journalist ari mutori wenhau zvina achibva azouya ikoko United Nations kwamataura uko. Takashanda naye ini ndiri kuAfrican Union iye ari kuUnited Nations. Asi taidyidzana zvikuru kana pakaitika tinoitika event inenge yaitika kuAfrican Union Sandra aiuya. Waiona shungu dzake nebasa nekuti kana asati apedza kuita basa airara. Aito make sure kuti apedza zvese zvinoda kuti zviitwe. Akakanga ari munhu uya wekuti aiziva basa ende anga aine commitment kubasa rake. Uye zvaanga ari munhu aive ne zvatingati confidence pachirungu nekugona kwake. Asi achizvininipisa zvakanyanyisa. Saka aive necharacta iyoyo yekuti uko aive shangwiti. Asi kana maakutaura zvinhu zvisiri zvebasa aizvininipisa Sandra. Anga ari munhu akanga akapfava aine hunhu hwakanaka achibatsira vamwe nekuti ndanzwa muchitaura nyaya yekuti muma groups matiri pamaonline platforms apo. Hapana kana munhu wani wandaona akapupura kuti ndakambonzwai ndakambokumbotiswa naSandra. Vanhu vese vari kungotaura mazuva ari kunyanya kutaurwa ndiwayo ekuti yanga iri nyanzvi pabasa. Akanga aine mwoyo wakanaka aibatsira even vamwe majournalist vanenge vauyawo kuAddis Ababa ikoko Sandra aivatora achigara navo achivabatsira kuti vaone kuti vanongaita basa ravo zvakanaka sei. Saka ndo pandingati professional Sandra ipapapo kuti munhu aigona basa. Then pochiuya pana Sandra munhu mudzimai anonzi Sandra akanga ari munhu akanatisisa. Ndataura about kuti akanga ari munhu akanga aine sisi achibatsira vanhu vakawanda. Asi munoziva ndiri kufunga pamandibvunza mubvunzo iwoyo kuti aizviziva here kuti akaita that impact muupenyu. Nekuti zita rekuti Sandra Nyaira rasimuka nenyika yese. Vanhu vese vaakuziva kuti kuZimbabwe kune munhukadzi nyanduri aigona basa. Saka handizivi I hope kuti aizviziva kuti kubatsira kwake nemwoyo wake wakanaka iwoyo zvakabatsira sei vamwe vakanga vachiri kubvawo kumajournalism school vachiedzawo kuwana kuti vangashanda sei munyika imomo nekuti vese vari kungopupura kuti takabatsirwa naSandra.
Maybe
ndiye Sandra is it. being Sandra as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Then Tokyo and Sokuti in Sandra and the Kaitana in the Kauna Arimuno and Kutenda Waka Dama Akangar Munani say Yaka Dami Sipa. This is Ryango Taura, Ingo Taura, Kanangana Maruaki, Maravano Sipa, Maravano Sipa. Saka, yes, I acquired that no data of Mariva Kamukesa, Kwaika Kangayapan. Domas Girango Asanta.
Maybe, Ms. Musabayan, you were also mentioning that today at the United Nations in Addis Ababa, they actually had an event to honor Sandra. If you can just update us on that before we let you go.
Well, thank you very much. I really cannot comment on the issues at the UN because I was not part of that meeting. So I'm also waiting to see if we get publicity on the issue, then we will hear about it. But I really have no insight into what was discussed. But perhaps it is a sign of the kind of person that she was. All the things that you said before, I think these things help to galvanize people to give her this kind of honor. But really, I do not have the details of that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe just as last words, or PJ wants to weigh in. Go ahead, PJ.
Yeah, I also wanted to ask you, Wayne, condolences for all of us. We've lost such a sterling journalist. I wanted you to weigh in on when she covered AU meetings or conferences in the past, because I remember her covering coming from here in the United States when the chairperson was Mrs. Zuma.
I don't know if you can hear what PJ asked. You were saying, could you just take us through the coverage that the late Sandra provided when she actually took up the AU meetings when the late, Zuma was the chairperson. What was that experience like to have all women, you know, covering other women that are in a top position?
Okay, thank you very much for that question. I think I can give you a general view of the kind of work that she did and how she excelled in her work. So Sandra was a consummate professional, and she would make sure that she did the interviews and she did them very thoroughly. She would follow up on the processing of that news story. She would follow up on the distribution and the coverage and everything. So this is the kind of experience that I had with her, because she would come for the summit and she would be one of the first people to get there because she didn't want to miss anything. She wanted to be able to make sure that she attended the opening sessions, covered her work at the United Nations and covered all the other pertinent issues that were happening in the summit. So she was a very thorough individual and she followed up on a lot of issues. And she was also very good with the social media to make sure that she gave as much publicity as she could to the employer and therefore build up the reputation and the brand of the employer. So she was really a consummate professional. And this reaction that we are seeing from people really shows just how much she impacted the journalism fraternity, just how much she impacted the younger people who were coming out of journalism school and guiding them in a very, very humble way. Because she was not so upfront about her abilities. It is us who know how good she was. And so one of the things that we always wonder is, did she know that she's had this kind of impact on society.
Mm-hmm.
But that was Sandra for you.
Thank you. Maybe before we let you go, we also had, I think, our one of the colleagues that she was in class with, PJ, you mentioned that, you know, the condolence messages are coming from all platforms, from all parties, you know. What's your view on that?
Yeah.
That is very correct. Because on the day that Sandra died, many of the platforms for journalists, for quite some time, it was all about Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
Just the absolute shock, the sense of loss, the incredibility of imagining that this has happened. For some people, they were not aware that she had not been feeling well.
Mm.
So the shock was palpable on these platforms because people kept commenting, is this true? Can it be? You know, that kind of shock was very clear in all the platforms. But having said that, people are also starting to discuss that perhaps we need to do something to honor the legacy of Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was not only a Zimbabwean journalist, she was an international journalist. And she excelled wherever she went. So we hope that with time, that we will be able to do something that will honor Sandra and make sure that her name doesn't die.
Thank you so much, Ms. Wayne Musabayana, there from the Africa Union, for having been our guest. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay. TPJ, I think you can carry on before we bring in Sally to come back and just weigh in on what Ms. Wayne Musabayana was saying.
Yeah. Hello, Wayne Musabayana. Obe intatheli izindaba ya laye kodwa ke kathesi useyisiphathamandla sase Africa Union njalo ke ngumunye wabasebenzelo Sandra khona ngale lapho esebenzela kwele Ethiopia eAddis Ababa lapho ke bekhuluma nje ngembali yokusebenzelana kwakhe lo Sandra esithi le bekungasonto athele izindaba nje leyana amahlayana kumbe engaziwayo kodwa ube yintathele izindaba hathi eZimbabwe kuphela kodwa lasemazweni womhlaba ngoba wayengumuntu lwana njengokutsho kuka Mount Joy ukuthi umuntu lwana wayelesibindi esokuthi wayehlalisana esenza ama interviews akhe exoxisana lezintathele izindaba leziphathamandla eziphakemeyo ama president ama prime minister ama chairperson ngiyakhumbula ekhuluma lonkosikazi Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma elapho ke esesemgcini sihlalo we Africa Union esiya cover ama summit awe Africa Union wayehlala la phansi akhulume laye axoxe laye kuthi ke angabuyela even la ngkhaya wayecover ama stories abantu makhaza akwanisa ukuthi ahlale phansi akhulume logogo wasemakhaya aphumise udaba lwakhe alubhale aphe information abelayo ebantwini wayebhala lokhana okokuthi okwezinga laphezulu kwakungusendra law njalo wayengumuntu lwana vele owayezehlisa kakhulu lalapho engumuntu okwanisa ukuthi uyangena lapho kuyabe kuhlangene khona iziphathamandla zaphezulu oprime minister ama-president amazwe ahlukeneyo yimbali kasandra le njalo ke abemsebenzini wokuthi wentathele izindaba okwamanje balokudana okukhulu ngokulahlekelwa okukhulu ngalo umntwana akade esesengumntwana akade ngakakhuli kangako kube labo 46 nxa ngakhumbula Mount Joy.
Hello.
Yeah.
Ah.
Ube sesengumntwana omncane sibili uSandra.
Oko kutibeni wesese lo msebenzi sibili wokuthi ayenze.
Omkhulu. In actual fact, uSandra would have turned 47 on the 30th of August.
Yeah. And njalo ube namaplans ukuthi nana ufuna ukwenzani. Nxa iseqedile ukuba intatheli izindaba. Lina ineleke laxoxa la.
Ngama qedwa ukusebenza. Ungahlala phansi abale amabuku. Ukuthi sibe wazi. Ukuthi kwenza kalani history. Yiyo, ayifuna ukuthi kubhalwe phansi, kwaziwe. Umuntu owaye believer in history, in writing things down. Uyabona ukuthi Sandra wayesithi asikem si-apply the sikhiwa ama-plus, lands, she gave us the forms. Kungaba lama opportunity ukuthi sewufuna ukuvula ama radio stations and TV stations zeZimbabwe athi abakithi, can't we do something to be part of the narrative? Uyuntu esikhuluma ngayo ukuthi wayebona kusasa le, wayengakhayeli namhla, no, wayekhayela kusasa kwayo le.
Umuntu lwana wayengasomuntu. Eh, wayengasomuntu futhi okhulumayo kuphela engenzi. He was, she would go into action.
Umuntu waye othemba yokuthi, yes, umuntu waye le themba yokuthi we can do this, we can do it. Umuntu waye le themba elinjalo and would go into action like you have said.
Yeah.
Mina ngokwami, I had an opportunity. She opened a home to me. And I think many other people. Kona ekhaya eZimbabwe, noTonto, she opened a home to me and family. I met her dad, a siblings, a polile, and very grateful. Uthi, at least you made an effort to come and see us.
Mav, we can never finish all the attributes of Sandra Nyaira.
Yes,
because you know, I have Violet Fonda who is going to be sending her own message on standby here. So as soon as we get that message, we play it. You remember we all worked together here at the VOA. They were also friends, so we're going to be hearing from her too. But let's turn now to our guest who's here with us, Ms. Aresa Lula Simbozo. To Barkuana say, Chibuta or whatever she is, Chimurku, Swara Sins, Barkuya, Barkuta or Shakasia Nasiana. Inimurkuana says.
In Injiri Kuno, Maoner and Kuita, and they put Sandra and Kuera Kushika Roshavaka Bata Muku, Munyazi now, Nizuma Tonga Wayne, Kanekuyana Nisa. Mazera akasiyana siyana chinhu chikuru chinosara chiri chichambe kuti kana uchinge wawana chinzvimbo cheutungamirira kana kuti uchinge wawana makomborere ekuti mubasa rako unosimudzirwa kunge zvekuti une zvinzvimbo kasirese zvinoreva kuti unofanira kupakurirawo vamwe saka nyika yese pasirese riri ku pauchapupu wekuti upenyu wairaramwa na sisi Sandra wanga huri upenyu wemunhu aipawo mikana kune vamwe aizvisisa kuti chawawana idyawo nevamwe kuriwo vamwe mukana itawo kuti mumwe nomumwe awanewo chouviri awanewo chekubata awanewo kudzidza saka the generosity in who Sandra was and how she was generous to facilitate opportunities to lift other women up, to really connect with people across classes. She did not care whether you belonged to whatever political party or a tribe or a color or a class. She would connect with you and she would take it personal that she would make sure that you feel that you matter and that you have a role to play. Mm-hmm. And the collective strength she would bring is also something that we've heard from all parts of the world, where people are acknowledging and appreciating that she would also move in strength with others and know that you can never be alone in navigating life. You can never be alone in career growth. You can never be alone in celebrating success. And you don't need to be alone. And the only one, you need other women on board. So, tiriku rwadziwa, tiriku chema, asi tiri kutika, tiri kutarisa upenyu watakararama nechipo cheupenyu asisi sanda. Tiri kuona kuti muzvinhu zvese zvekuti madzimai kana ari pazvinzvimbo zvekutungamirira. Madzimai kana aine ruzivo rwavawana, vanopakurira uvapo. Ndoo zvandingataura pari zvino sisi mavera.
Ova. Aiwa mashoko makurisa chaizvo. Tanguva zvakare vamwe vachitaurawo panyaya yekuti takaona Sandra achibata zvigaro zvepamusoro. Apo akave mudzimai mumwe wemadzimai vakapiwa basa repolitical editor, kana kuti vakakwanisa kuwana basa rapolitical editor kuDaily News. Ikokuno kuVoice of America vakauyawo vakaita kuti editor. Munoona sei panyaya iyoyi yekuti madzimai vachawana here mikana yekuti vawanikwe vachidzidza kubva kuna Sandra pamusoro pekubata izvozvi zvinzvimbo zvepamusoro? Hatisataridza zvedu zvabva kuna Violet Bone.
Mazvita Marvelous, tinoona kuti kana tichitarisa nyaya dzematongerwo enyika, zvinhu zvaiereswa zvichivhundutsirwa madzimai kuti vasasvika pazvinhu. Asi tikaona kupfuchiswa kwakaitwa basa rekunyora nekuita kuti nyaya dzematongerwo enyika dzionekere nebasa mukubudikidza kwebasa raiitwa naSisi Sandra, tinoona kuti vakaita kuti parari vakakura nzira, vakaratidza kuti zvinhu izvi zvinogoneka. Ende zvinotoitika kuti munhu anotoita nezvematongerwo enyika agonyora, agowana chigaro ichi pamusoro, agoita basa rake zvakatsetseka, zvinoyemurika, zvinoendeka. Saka ndiri kuona chitsvambe chasiyiwa naSisi Sandra chiri chekuti vasikana wei haisi nhau yokuteta kuti nyaya dzekuti mabasa kana ikabuda munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika, munyaya dzenhau, tivhundukire zvo. Saka ndiri kuona Sisi Sandra as a role model, as a person who have walked the path and who have created an enabling environment that is possible and you can do it. So it is really a pay forward to female journalists that don't shy away from political editorial positions and roles. They are possible and you can excel there. And she did it for us all. So we can only make her proud by taking opportunities and breathing it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. At this point, the gate in Bonsoir, kubva kuna Sisi Violet Gonda vaivewo vanga vari shamwari yaSandra Nyaira uyezve vachinge vari kushanda pamwe chete mumabasa akasiyana-siyana. Regeitinzi vari kuti chii.
Hello, this is Violet Gonda. I can't believe we are here today to talk about our dear sister and colleague Sandra Nyaira in the past tense. My heart is sore as Sandra was not only a colleague, but one of my best friends, my confidant, my prayer warrior, my agony aunt. Sandra Nyaira was Miss S to me, and I was 9 to her. Never met a more humble, gentle, and generous soul. She was a trailblazer as a scribe, an award-winning journalist, the first female news editor at the Daily News. Despite the accolades, Ms. S remained humble and gracious. She suffered greatly as a result of her work as a female scribe in a male-dominated newsroom, but she prevailed. And in 2002, she was the first Zimbabwean to win the IWMF Courage in Journalism Award. And I worked with her when she was English editor at Voice of America Studio 7. Her home was open to Zimbabweans who used to travel to DC, and this didn't change when she changed careers and moved to Ethiopia to work as a communications and public information officer at the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa. There she hobnobbed with world leaders, but she remained humble and never bragged about the diplomatic access she now had. Isusu, her family and friends were treated like we were the diplomats. She was such a fountain of support and strength for me. Oh, how I wish she was alive today to see how she has touched people's lives and the outpouring of love from all over the world. Most importantly, her faith was strong. She was a prayer warrior. I would like to end by sharing the last message she sent me before COVID struck. Awagati, one day, we are good people with good hearts. Mwari hawati pangani. We just have to keep looking up to him and believe that we shall see his goodness while here in the land of living. Love you, my nini. Tune up always. He's with us. Inguwa chete kinoshika na Jesu. This was the last message she sent me a few weeks ago. I would like just to say, rest in peace, my dearest friend, and I wish nothing but love and light for the Nyaira family and friends.
Apo tukunzwa kubva kuna Violet Gonda.
Mina ngava lai unoziya mav. I was with her.
Yeah.
You left for me.
Yeah.
We were together.
I met her in Harare when I had gone to my father's funeral. She was there. And when I was about to leave Zimbabwe, heading back to the United States, she called me and she's like, Maikuru. She used to call me Maikuru, cannot my bobo. Vakoma. I can't, I would have loved to take you to the airport. I said, and switch a coin, sir. Aka flu, can't it zambiri rapasi? The tomboy and again and the canona joke. As it runs COVID, the antina COVID, because the test appointment is getting negative. Saka kangu rika flu zvako. Ndichaita hangu zvakanaka. Sizwe hewezi. Mufamba zvakanaka. Munofarisa vana mai. We talked at length. After having spent the whole day on a Monday. Tichitoita nyaya tichitoseka. She was okay. Then all of a sudden, she just got sick. Kaflu kaya became an infection. And then she was admitted into hospital. And that was it. But she was so alive. Even though vamwari kuti havana kumona, havana kunzwa nezvekurwara kwake. Kana isu takanzwa kurwara kwake. It was so sudden. It was just so sudden. So I'll just like to say, kumadzimai ese. Vari in the fraternity, kurasikirwa kukuru kwataitwa. Sandra was my young sister. Takafamba
rwendo rwese irworwo. Thank you, there, PJ. As we can see, we're literally breaking down, but Sally, maybe you can weigh in, just give us a few words.
Thank you, marvelous. Upenyu wa Sandra tichiri pachiveve. Zvinonetsa kugamuchirika. Zvinorwadza, zvinodzima. Endi ronda racho haripore. Asi patinofanira kuti tiwanikwe tichibatirira semadzimai ruzhinji rweZimbabwe. Nevadikani vatinoda Sandra. Sehunhu wake wekuti aiti kana zvarema aiti tirambe takashinga paminamato. Tirambe takashinda mukudana na murudo. Tirambe takashinda mukubatana nekusimbisana. So in solidarity is what will get us through. And it's okay to break down. It's okay zvatirikunzwa. It's okay tichene. It's okay zvese zvatirikunzwa. Asi kukurudzirana kuti muzvinongedzo zvese nepfungwa dzatiri kufunga kuti tingaramba sei tichipemberera upenyu hwake. Tichiita kuti zvese zvaakatidzidzisa nezvaakatipa. Tiwanikwe tichiita mubatira pamwe kuti basa raakatanga tiriendese mberi. Muri yekwanyaira tivewo navo munguva ino tichivasimbisa. Madzimai vari munyaya dzemumedia fraternity tibatane tisimbisane. Tinzwisise kuti zvatasangana nazvo izvi mukurwadza kwazviri kuita. Kurwadziwa kwatiri kuita ngatitorei marwadzo atinawo chive chitambe chekuti zvese zvakatidzidzisa nezvaakatipa tiite kuti basa riende mberi riendeke tichisimbisana Mwari vachitifamba nesu mazuva ese nekuti hai hazvijairiki endi ronda racho haripo over to you Mari
aiwa tinotenda apo tanga tikunzwa kubva kuna zvare Sali Mize. But PJ, I think time is really out. We can't even spend even a second more. So I think we will wrap it up here and thank all our guests. We
owe Manjeji. Hi, save that tuna lapa. Kuselulu tula lam signs. Ika malami mkaksete Jeremiah. Sitikawala le mugutula Sandra Nyaira.
I'm marvelous, Sandra Nyaira. Just saying rest in peace, Sandra Nyaira. And to the Nyaira family, our deepest condolences.